One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can get all of your cool and customized film gear there. Like this chair we got with the nice horror at the store logo in the back, which is awesome. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and follow them on Instagram at filmcraftla.
Chicken.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Well, I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, then you
so
get it.
I get it. I get it. I mean, I'm not born on a farm, but my family has like, you know, lots of livestock.
Right?
A lot of cows.
That's awesome.
Some pigs.
Cheese.
Lots of cheese. Yes.
Right.
Cheese, beer, and serial killers.
Oh yeah. What do you got? Ed Gein.
People go Jeffrey Dahmer.
No.
But you go Ed Gein.
We start from the beginning.
I love right. that. My rabbit's actually named Ed Gein.
I love that.
But I call him Eddie.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's
a lot.
Adorable.
Eddie's really cute.
He's adorable.
Sorry, I'm going.
No, you're good. We're probably rolling. I figured. Yeah, that's awesome. That's usually what happens. You're good. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and today we have the hilarious, the wonderful Chris Collins.
Hello.
Hello, spooky friend. How are you?
I'm so good now. I feel like I'm in my little cozy, happy place in here.
It's just, it's a spooky little room.
It is. It feels haunted.
Do you know what happened in this room?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm so. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The Comedy Store used to be a club, like a just like a.
What
I
kind
also
of
have
club?
A restaurant. So
okay.
Like a club restaurant,
got
you know.
It.
And then the OR, which is directly above us, that was the Comedy Store.
Okay.
And down here was where the mob would take people and torture and murder them. So we are. Oh. Currently doing
maybe
our podcast.
Breaking kneecaps down here. That's why they did that.
Just a little bit.
And
just
a little bit more. Maybe their face too.
Maybe their face too. But yeah. Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Right? You find
it
out.
That
you're like,
here.
You're like all of
I'm
a sudden.
I'm scared for my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any money on me.
It's kind of fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never quite feel alone down here.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's not a bad vibe though. Because
no.
You know, you always feel like you have a friend.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Which is what we all want.
Yeah. Story
yeah,
of my life.
Right?
Yep, exactly.
So I hear you're a huge horror fan.
I am. Huge.
What are some of your favorite horror movies?
Oh, sorry. I have so many. It's so hard. And I know that, like I told you, I know we're going to be like discussing like The Conjuring.
Oh, yeah.
That's like a main one, a classic now.
Of course.
But like I go all the way back to like The Thing.
Oh, yeah.
And like I love the creature features or like Dracula and all those
They're
old
so
ones.
Fun. Yeah.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
And then like more obscure. I really like zombie movies too.
Yeah.
Like The Train to Busan.
Yes.
And or like found footage, like Wreck is like a really good one too. That's a little underrated, I feel like. I don't know. I don't discriminate.
Yeah.
Like I watch every, if it's terrible, I'll still watch it.
Same.
I just find so much joy out of them.
Same.
I don't know why. It's probably something you should discuss in therapy. It's something because it makes me happy.
Yeah. But it's also like it, sometimes it's controlled anxiety.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And I have anxiety and I'm like, I know it's shocking. I know it feels for
what?
Both of us.
Yeah,
so you're like,
exactly.
What? No yeah, way.
That's all
yeah,
right.
No,
yeah. No, I figured most people got to be a little mentally ill to enjoy horror the way we
yeah.
do.
Oh, so. 100%.
That's
100%.
Okay. Yeah.
So how many times have you seen The Conjuring?
I'd say only like half a dozen times,
okay.
Which I feel like is probably too much anyway.
That's a lot.
But it's
that's
like,
it,
you know,
yeah.
You watch it in theaters, which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's very hard to scare me with movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the tension they build in that movie is so good. And it's not like you're like trope, like scares, like big noises. Like I feel like they just did a really good job and it actually scared me. So I was like, okay.
That's good.
And it being based off of a true story is like,
yes,
also a big thing. And then you just got to keep going back to it. And then you can like appreciate the cinematography a little bit more, or like focus on how they made it a little bit more.
Yeah.
I love that process as well.
Yeah. So do you believe Ed and Lorraine Warren? Because there's a lot of people who are like, oh, they faked everything.
Right.
And I'm on the fence. I'm like, they could have faked some of it, but also some of it might be
That's
real.
Kind of how I feel too.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel too. Like with me, like, I mean, I believe in the spooky shit. Yeah. So you kind of have to like believe something's going on. But yeah. I mean, I know that they're in the public eye. So it's like, maybe they like gas some stuff up to make it seem worse than it was. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But I mean, I've watched like all the documentaries on all that stuff because I was so curious about it after like the movies came out and everything. And they seem pretty legit. And I'm not a scientist, but
you're like, their confidence is there.
That's my hypothesis.
Either they're really
they seem pretty
either
legit.
Either they're legit or their confidence is just that
it's
good.
Outstanding.
Their acting is phenomenal.
Yeah, right?
I don't know who they're hiring.
I know.
Like, are they hiring?
Maybe.
Do you need someone to be possessed?
Right? I know.
Us?
That's
maybe.
The thing. Yeah.
Hear me out.
I mean, no.
No, but like...
Yeah. Acting.
Know, acting.
I know. I feel like I could do a pretty good job of that. That's like my goal in life is to be in a horror movie where I get possessed. That's like on my list, on a written bucket list somewhere.
Well, I think you should just...
Hire me.
Hire. Do it.
All right.
Do it.
I can roll my eyes back in the back of my head, right?
Look at that.
I can cry on cue.
I can't do that. I can't do that. Props to you.
Thanks.
I have no... emotions. I can cry at anything else. I can cry at anything else, but if you ask me to cry in cue, I'll be like,
nope,
no.
Numb.
Nope. I can make it look like
that's
I'm
good.
Really sad.
That's half the... Oh. Yeah. That's okay. So can I. Look how pale I am. I don't belong here in LA.
You're like,
I could never
so
live
pale.
Here.
Yeah, no.
Would,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started fake tanning because I was like, I'm
Did
self-conscious.
Yeah, great. Everybody made fun of me like as a kid and everything, but then I was like,
it's
jokes
kind
on
of
you.
Vibe.
I'm gonna look great when I'm older.
Right?
I'm never in the sun.
It's there. You go. There you
if
go.
If I make it there.
Yes.
But
I'm like sunscreening up.
Right.
And I'm like, just go for it.
No, I think it's nice.
Yeah.
Like being pale is. Yeah, you're like pale like me.
Yes. Yeah.
That's okay.
It's part of the fun.
That's
oh
what royalty was pale.
Thank you.
Back in the day.
We are.
So
royal.
We're just.
We're super royal.
Yeah.
We're the.
In the Comedy Store basement.
Yes, that's we are.
We're up there
high,
with
high class.
Yes,
exactly. High class individuals.
Exactly.
So. The Conjuring opens up with Annabelle.
Yes.
Which is also interesting because they throw out like a couple like little side stories.
Yeah.
What do you think about Annabelle and are you scared of dolls?
Okay. So I know all the Annabelles and the nuns and there's so many
you're
like prequels
I have
and sequels.
A hot
and,
take.
Yeah. No, I think the beginning of the movie, I think it starts off not great and then it just gets fantastic.
Yeah.
Like it starts off like, is this what the movie's gonna be? Like it's just like so like typical. And then the Annabelle movie itself, the first one, was not my favorite.
Yeah.
It was okay. I like how they pulled all this when all the other movies came out. It's cool all the stories all came together. I think the doll is hilarious looking.
Yeah,
I think that's what it just doesn't work for me because I'm not scared of the doll.
Okay.
I think the original doll was even scarier. Like the Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah, that's I don't know why they didn't use that.
Yeah, I know.
But
because it looks like a child's toy. This one looks like it is a horror movie prop.
No child is playing with this.
No child. That's what I'm saying.
No child is like, this is my... No, it's
no,
not.
No, no.
No one wants
it. It looks like it was made by Satan himself.
Yeah. I'm so. Like, why didn't you team up with like American Girl doll?
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been
Make
better.
Make it legit.
Yeah.
Make it work.
That would have been...
Put Barbie in there. I don't know.
Literally anything.
That's what I'm saying. So dolls, I mean... Dolls still creep me out though. I never liked dolls. I never really played with dolls. Or I did play with dolls, but then I would like cut their hair, like rip their heads off.
Okay.
Just like super normal things to do as a kid.
Cool. So although I am from the state of serial killers, you might be one.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Barbie serial killer.
Got it.
Which I think is legal.
That's
so.
Well, for now.
Yeah. This is true.
All Barbies deserve rights.
Don't even start with that. Don't bring that into this.
So you obviously believe in the supernatural a little bit. Are you on the fence?
Yeah. No, I kind of have to because I've like experienced too many things now. Where I was on the fence for a really long time. And I grew up in a really religious household, in a really conservative household. And, you know, like, I'm not saying my parents like shoved it down my throat, but you can, when you grow up in it, like, you got to go to church every Sunday. Like, just. And then I got out of that kind of like into my early 20s and I was like, okay, that's not for me. Like, whatever. Yeah. That's not a thing. But then, like, you experience things and then it's like, okay, well, if there's this evil, whatever it is, then there has to be the other side, or you'd hope there would be.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what there is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, I don't know what the word is for it, like agnostic or something.
Yeah.
I don't like label myself as anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think there's probably something up there and there's probably something down there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But also there might not be.
But also there might not be. I don't know.
There might be a giant hamster in the sky.
This is true.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's a big I don't know. And I'm like one of those people that is constantly like, I don't understand how people can just like blindly be like, yeah, that's the thing. Which I kind of, I'm almost envious of people that are so sure of that kind of stuff. Because I'm just like, I don't fucking know.
That
like,
blind confidence.
Yeah.
I have too much anxiety about things. I'm like, but what if it's not that, but then it's this, but then what if you're wrong?
Yeah.
But then what if you're right? But then what if everyone else is wrong?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do I get that ticket up there without, you know, like,
yeah, but then the ticket down there and you're like, well,
yeah, well, we already, I think I already got that ticket. And I just need to like,
trying to give back up there. Yeah, it's 100% down there, the amount of jokes I said.
I know that's the problem, but we make people laugh, you know. I feel like that's the boost,
hopefully.
I don't know,
you know,
we like to hope.
And you on TikTok, you have a lot of characters you do. Which one do you think is most likely to be possessed?
Oh, I actually had a character that got possessed. I did a whole like three-part series and her name was Courtney and she was actually like an LA girl, like the LA girl.
Amazing.
Like she talked like this and like was super, and then I killed her.
Awesome.
She got possessed and she killed her, and and now she's like a ghost.
Wow.
And like she sometimes appears in episodes, but only a few people will know what it is because it was only like one episode out of like hundreds.
I love that.
I kind of like that though.
You're like, this is for the niche community.
This is the egg I'm going to put in there for like the people that actually watch my stuff.
The
right?
diehards.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
So yeah, the LA girl, she got possessed.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like we're on the weaker side.
Yeah. So you think that, what's the ghost name in The Conjuring?
Bathsheba.
Yeah. You think she would latch on immediately?
Yeah. Yeah, destroy her. And she also has a kid, too. So she'd probably kill the kid, too.
Look at that.
And she's a little biatch, too.
Well,
so
there you go. It works.
It is what it is.
And I don't, you probably know this, that the Bathsheba is based off of a real person.
Yes.
And who was like actually wrongly accused and was, her name was cleared.
Yeah.
But then the movie put her in a shitty light.
I know. Hollywood always does that too. It's like great. You want to look at it and be like, okay, like how real was this? And you're like, oh, well.
She was innocent. She didn't do it.
She had a weird name, but she was innocent.
Yeah, it wasn't. She was fine. Yeah. You know, she just, you know, her parents really hated her.
Yeah.
Yeah, to like look at a child and be like, oh, beautiful Bathsheba.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, hey.
That is you. That is your name.
That is your name. No,
like, I know. No, but like, I know the whole real story is really crazy. Like, I guess it is based off of a true story. But
yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I don't know. I'm trying to remember all of it because people did die in the house or on the property.
Yeah. A lot of people died. What is it? The Perron? Is it Perron?
Oh, yeah. Perron. Yeah. Their last name. Yeah.
That family. The family that the movie's based off of that are not the Warrens.
Yeah.
They said that, like, sure, she was maybe one of the ghosts, but the one that was, like, causing havoc was like a different person.
Yeah.
So, or
entity,
whatever.
We don't know.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So
who knows? Yeah. I guess Bathsheba just sounded cooler.
Yeah. And it does. It sounds more like badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, the whole clapping game too. Have you ever played that?
Oh, but that I thought was so genius.
It's terrifying.
I love it.
It's so fun.
Oh, yeah. I would never play that game now.
Yeah.
I would not.
I mean, I might.
I wouldn't hear.
Oh, not here. There's too many stairs. You would fall. Dude, you'd fall immediately.
I'd be one of the dead people in this building.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Okay.
The balls on the kids to just be like, we just moved into a house. We don't know the layout.
Right?
Let's just blindfold ourselves and clap.
I know. And that was so good. The way they built that up too. Mm-hmm.
The hands out of the... It's so comical.
Yeah.
The way that they come out and it's almost like mocking. They're just like...
And they're like gray. I'm like,
you're like, is that interesting that your hands are gray? But you know what? Hey, we don't judge here.
I know.
You're dead.
I know. And then when she's in the cellar and it happens again. In
the
that one scared me. I remember seeing that for the first time and mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit.
When Lorraine falls through the freaking floor, how did she not die?
I don't know. It was a big, because I watched it again recently. Yeah. I was like, I need to. It was such a long fall. Like, yeah. It looked like it was like a 4-story fall.
She didn't break any bones. Maybe she's a ghost. How is she not?
I mean, obviously. Supernatural powers.
You know, obviously Lorraine is now passed away. Yeah. But like.
No, I know. It was wild.
Is that real? Did that actually happen or did they add that for dramatic effect?
I know. I was like, be real a little bit. Okay? Okay. That was rough. Like, have her sprain her ankle at least.
Yeah. Like,
she wasn't even limping.
She's like, has no cuts. I'm like, something, a little bit of blood.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah, that's true. Not even a cut.
No. Four stories. She's a cat.
Yeah. Because, that is true.
Well, no, they say that if you drop a cat out of, what is it, 8, it's like, under 3 stories, you can kill the cat. Anything above, they have time to put their feet out so they can.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to test it.
I'm not either. But this is just what I've heard through the grapevine.
I
don't have a cat. My roommate has cats, but I don't.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Not for long. Not for long. So sorry, Cersei.
No, but yeah. No, that scene itself was scary. That was one of the scarier ones, too, when like the ghost is behind her, like this big woman or whatever, and she like slowly turns around. I was like, oh,
as soon as you like slowly turn around, you're like,
No, the scares of that movie were so good.
Do you have another favorite one in the movie,
like a scare?
Yeah.
That was definitely one of them. There's one where she's looking in the mirror when it's turning and she sees the boy, which is a really good one too.
I also thought they were gonna go more into that.
Yeah,
and they kind of just brushed off of it.
Yeah, because what was it, Rory?
Yeah,
or whatever. And I guess he was killed by his mother too. Or in the movie, they say that he was killed. But yeah, and then they end up taking it back to the house, to the Ward's house. And they're like, "Well, why did you take that? Like, that wasn't a bad spirit. I don't know." He just says that all the bad spirit. I don't know.
They just want to like collect.
Yeah, and that didn't come up in any of the other movies,
if
I remember correctly. So it's like, all right.
What's happening to Rory? We need to know. Yeah,
Rory needs justice.
What's his story? What's his short film?
Yeah, you know? Right?
This is where...
I'm sure they'll probably come up with one now.
They need to.
And it needs to be, what is it, James Wan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to direct it.
Yeah.
Because all the other movies that were directed by him were rough.
Yeah, a little bit,
In my opinion.
I love him, but also... There's been say that he needs to stop directing horror for a minute.
He had his moment.
Yeah.
He had his moment, for sure.
Yeah. We're like, we're here for you.
Yeah. But like...
Bring it back a little bit. We're here for you. Bring it back. Another really scary moment for me is just simply when Joey King's character...
Yeah.
One of the 5 children...
Yes.
Who all get just blended together.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you any of them apart.
No,
I just know
none
Joey
of their
King.
Names. Yes. Was it the Dora one?
The Dora one. Who you're like, is that a boy? And then it's like, nope,
no, not Dora. The Dora scene.
Yes, the Dora. Yes. Okay. I thought you said Dora. I'm like, I mean, she has a Dora haircut.
She does.
It's a little bowl cut.
Yes, the Dora one.
Yes.
But sorry, go
the
ahead.
The Dora. Yeah. The just... You know, having some, like, do you see him? He's right there behind the
and
door.
You're trying to see.
And there's, you don't see anything.
No.
And I have that still to this day where I'll just be, you know, chilling in the dark in my room and I'll just look and I'll be like, I think I'm going to sleep with a light on.
Yeah.
Because
that could be Bathsheba.
That looks like a demon in the corner. It's definitely not, but
totally.
It looks like someone's just doing like full Hereditary.
And then when her sister is just like standing in front of it, and you're just like, oh my god, this bitch is so dumb. She's so white.
She's behind you. Like,
it's right there.
It's right
One
there.
Second.
Let me just. I'm gonna go look. No, what are you?
So ridiculous.
You all deserve to die.
It was that was a
really good. Yeah. Yeah. When her feet got pulled and stuff. With like the really hard one, you're like, oh.
That's a fear. Like you keep your feet covered. Yep. You don't like dangle them off at night. You're going to die.
No, I know. Sometimes I got to gauge the temperature and like get that 1 foot out to like even it out. But it's on shifts.
Yeah.
You got 1 foot out, 1 foot in.
Yeah. This is why you have I have a silk blanket. Ooh. That I put on top, so when I get hot I put that over so that the demons can't get my feet.
That's right.
Because if you're under a blanket, they can't get you. They can't.
It's scientific.
They can't find you if they can't see you.
That's true. I think it's true.
Like, this is why when you're playing hide and seek with kids, they just go like this. You can't find
scary.
Them. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It is weird how our brains like think that. You're like, this thin veiled sheet will protect me from even murderers.
You're like, yep, this makes sense. That, yeah, totally makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you're slightly afraid of the dark, maybe? Or
yes, I kind of love the dark and hate the dark.
Yeah.
I kind of hope something happens sometimes. Oh. Maybe that's a little weird.
Okay.
I'm kind of like ready at all times.
Like, what do you want to happen?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's really weird what I just said.
That's okay.
Say how I feel. You know, like if you were to like turn all the lights off in here and like leave me in here.
Okay.
I wouldn't be like, it'd be scary because I can't see anything.
Yeah.
But then I'd be interested to see if like anything happens.
Okay.
Like it's just like because I've had like some things happen. I'm just like curious what else could happen.
What has happened? What's the weirdest thing and the scariest thing that's happened to you paranormal wise?
I've done, I don't know if you know Sam and Colby, but they're ghost hunting duo that are on YouTube, also my really good friends, and they're awesome, but for their content, they do ghost hunting. Yeah. So the first time we went with them, me and Selena Spooky Boo, who's also my friend who also does ghost hunting stuff. I have a lot of spooky friends. And I have another one now. we went to the Crescent Hotel, which I can't even remember where that is, somewhere in the States, in the South. And it's, you know, really haunted. A lot of people died there, whatever. And I kind of went into it skeptical. Like, I've had experiences when I was younger where I was like, maybe it was just because I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I don't know. But I so clearly saw something and then it was not there. Like a man. And I was like, well. I even saying that now, I feel so ridiculous saying that.
Yeah.
But it's something that happens.
Okay.
So it's just like, okay. And I was terrified for the rest of the night.
Oh, good.
And then we had items in my room be moved. And we had cameras in the room like the whole time and nobody was in there. And it's just like so much stuff happened where it's like, all right, I don't really know what to say. I don't really know. So yeah, it's hard to explain. And like all you want to do is like explain it in your head or whatever. But if you can't, then you're like, all right, well, I guess there might be something out there. And then you're just always wanting to chase it a little bit more. So that's what I mean. Like when the lights go out, I'm like, I wonder if like something else could happen.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. I don't know.
No, I feel that. You guys should check out the Millennium Biltmore Hotel. Okay. I was a PA on a set a few years ago. Everything's shot there.
Yeah.
Like A Star Is Born. The one with the Gaga, if you will.
Oh, yes. Lady Gaga.
Taylor Swift shot there. Everybody.
Yeah.
But it's like a 100-year hotel. Yeah. Year old.
Oh, that's awesome.
Really fucking haunted.
Okay, sick.
I think the Black Dahlia was, she made a phone call in the lobby. I don't know if she, like, that was like the last place she was seen
before
alive. Yeah. Before, you know, everything
that's
happened.
That's a crazy story.
It's also where the first Oscars were held. But I've told this story on here before, but like, yeah. I heard a couple knocks and it was pretty quiet though. And I was in, there's like 8 subfloors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got a private tour from one of the managers.
Yeah.
And there's like speakeasy. It's really pretty hotel, but it's very haunted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like every single floor has something.
For sure.
And they're like, oh,
and you're like, no, there has to be stuff in there.
Yeah. Know? I'm like, well, I don't know if they were knocks or if it was the air duct, but you know what? I ran out of there pretty fucking quick.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I know. And it's hard because like when you're, if it's like nighttime or if you're tired, you're like, well, it's probably just because I'm like, I'm expecting it, or it's because I'm tired.
Yeah.
This kind of thing. It's like, or it's because you're like really tuned into that stuff. And like my girlfriend, Selena, she like straight up has like
psychic medium abilities, okay, like cool. straight up where she's like predicted the future for stuff or like it's crazy. She's yeah. crazy with her.
That's
and then
awesome.
I've like realized that like I have a little bit of that and she realized that and I'm like trying to tap into that a little bit more or cool. like when I was younger, I knew my grandma died before she died and I like told my parents about it and then we got a call like an hour later saying like just weird
interesting.
Shit like
okay.
It's where like I think some people just have like this intuition.
Yeah.
That like you could really work on like tapping into a little bit more. And cool. I know I sound crazy. I know that. I don't care. Okay.
Like you're like, I'm aware, but you yeah. know, this is kind of like, cool.
You know, yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure like you experience it too when you're just like, oh, I like, oh man, somebody's gonna text me and then your thing, like,
yeah.
Like, I wonder yeah. if that person you know, I
feel oh
like,
yeah.
It's just little things like that.
Oh, it's always like I'm gonna
you're like, whoa, that's super like
superpowers. I'm gonna go to this movie and if this boy does not send me a text.
Yeah.
I'm gonna block him completely,
and
then
to will it the
as
whole time.
Soon as you get in the parking lot, you text her. You're like, "God damn yeah, it!" Exactly. Then you cry a lot yeah. in the parking lot. That didn't happen.
We've all been there.
That didn't happen.
Doesn't sound like a real experience
nope.
for me.
You did not miss the movie at all.
Did love that.
Yeah. Nope.
No.
Did not happen.
Yeah. I love that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So I did a little bit of research.
Okay.
Because I was curious about what the Catholic Church thought about The Conjuring in general. Because, you know, they talk about, oh, you know, Ed's like, we don't need a priest. I'm going
to
do
it
the exorcism, which, you know, power to him.
Do, yeah.
Good for you. The only thing they said was that that's not the process of exorcisms. You need a bishop.
Oh, you need a bishop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was all that they said.
Right.
So
They're not denying it.
They went, nope, we have it. We're aware of it. So,
yeah. And
so
I believe
it might be real then.
That.
Cool. That might be creepy. I don't know.
That's the shit that freaks me out is the movies that have like religion and like that kind of stuff because like I'm like okay but like low key that's like I know that shit probably exists so that's what makes it scarier whereas like you know the werewolves or vampires allegedly don't exist but they're like a little less scary because you're like well, those aren't real whereas this stuff it's like okay
it might be real you know I mean Jane Goodall went on. Forget what late night talk show, and they asked her about Bigfoot, and she's like, "There are apes that like stand, you know, that tall, and
for sure.
They don't have tails, and you know, So she's like, yeah, it's maybe not Bigfoot, but it's, that's, yeah.
Yeah, an ape-like creature they're that's real. Probably walking around.
And I was like, I believe Jane. She, yeah. Jane, I don't know why she'd lie.
I would never question nope. that woman. She, is she still alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is she?
She's still kicking.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like she's 100 now.
Yeah, I don't want her to die.
Wow.
She's one of those people, I just want to give her a hug.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like living with apes would just give you that, like, just other life force, like, just yeah. ability to, yeah, she's great. She's I remember watching, like, documentaries with her, and you're just like, so adorable. Awesome. I love animals yeah. more than people.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is terrible that they killed the dog in the movie, but.
Oh, I thought you meant for real.
Yeah, and they killed it. Do you know that?
No. It's like, what?
What? No. No. I mean, the dog's probably.
Yeah. And in real life, the dog died too, but I don't yeah. think it was because of it. I think it was maybe because it was old or something.
Yeah, hopefully.
They didn't
yeah.
specify, so I'm like.
You're like, okay. It like, probably how was a demon. The dog? But, how was,
yeah. 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 But yeah. No, I know that's all interesting. And I'm trying to think of like all the things that were actually true in the movie, but.
Yeah.
And then they ended up like kicking the Warrens out, I think, right? And then yeah. moving. And then they had issues when they moved.
I thought they
could be wrong.
The family said that they, again, who knows what's actually real or not, but the family, I heard that they lived in the house even after.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all like had a great memories yeah, of the
house.
Yeah,
they had like, I think it was like, I can't remember. I think it was like 6 months of like, they were chilling
yeah.
or whatever. And then they moved and then they had like more instances happen after they moved or something like yeah. that. I don't know.
They should have. Paid more attention to the exorcisms
yeah.
happening and
I think
all that
so.
Jazz. Yeah. When they were exorcising the mom
yeah.
downstairs. Honestly, that was terrifying.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
The camera angles were fantastic, especially when she yes. started flipping.
Yeah.
And then it flipped with, I was like, yes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. She went on like the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, that took me out of it a little bit. I was like.
I know. I mean, I was.
Not that, well. Not that I'm like, the rest was super real, but yeah. like when she flipped upside down.
That just wasn't
was like,
real
that's
for
a
me.
Lot.
Like, that's a really powerful ghost. Yeah. They must have a lot of energy built up.
I don't know why that took me out of it, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But no, it was really cool effect and stuff. And I think it was awesome when she like crawled away and went into the, when she went into the walls trying to chase after the kid.
Oh,
I was
man.
Like,
you're like, God damn it. You're like, Lorraine, shut up.
I fucking hate when people fucking crawl. I hate it. I don't like it.
You, yeah.
No.
So you,
like in Hereditary when she's crawling up
yes.
the fucking ceilings and shit.
And she's banging on her head.
Stop.
So
yeah. Oh,
you,
God.
So the scene, I'm assuming you've seen Megan.
Oh, yes.
Megan. Yeah, where
funny.
She crawls. Yeah.
That was funny.
But it's giving.
But it's scary.
But it's giving Horse Girl.
It is giving a Horse Girl.
So you're scared of Horse Girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Chris is scared of
Are
horse
you a
girls.
Horse girl?
Sorry. Oh, God, no. God,
you're
no.
You're from Wisconsin. This is shot That's, in the dark. I was around well, horse girls all
the time.
I think
Montana is more
Yeah, that
horse.
Makes sense.
I mean,
Montana,
like,
Colorado.
Yeah, I'm like, I like cows, but I'm not going to
like
ride them.
Have you ever tried to go cow tipping?
No.
What?
That sounds mean.
It's not.
Have
you can't tip a cow. It's literally impossible.
Maybe
one of the little ones. I've never been able to do it.
You've tried?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't lived your life.
You haven't tried to tip a cow? I'm like, clearly you didn't try hard enough because you
given
didn't.
I've $2 before. No, different cow tip. I went out with friends once because we're like, is this a thing? And it is, but we were not successful. And the cow knew what we were doing.
How old were you? This was a week ago?
It was not a couple months ago. No. No, it was. I was like, early high school.
Probably. Okay. Okay.
I don't know what you guys call it here. Grade 9?
Yeah.
What is that for you guys? Or is that still grade 9?
It's grade 9, ninth grade.
Okay.
It's really not anything crazy, I know.
Nueve.
Nueve is it's a lot.
I don't know. You guys have like sophomore, that shit. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, well, it's like freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
That's like 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th
yeah.
grade, 12th grade.
Okay. Okay.
It's you could call them any of them and
okay.
people would know what you're saying.
Okay.
You just sound more formal.
Sounds,
you know.
Yeah. It yeah. sounds cooler. I always like that. Like I watch American movies and
yeah.
like, oh, he's a sophomore. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You're like, what?
Is he a scientist? What is
like,
that?
Like, I love that career. You're like,
yeah.
I want to be a sophomore mom. So, she's like, what are you?
I don't understand.
What are you?
No, you can't do that.
The American. It's so interesting. I've only lived in the States and
right.
I don't. I've never been out of the country before.
Yeah.
Even to Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You should come. It's a nice place. Like, it really does live up to most of the stereotypes. Like, everyone is genuinely really nice.
Okay.
Like, to the point of being almost annoying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like, good.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's cold most of the... Well, we have nice warm summers, but it's cold. And I don't know. It's nice. I'm not selling it, really.
Okay.
You should come.
And I have to ask another stereotype. Syrup?
Okay. Yeah, we're really, like, you have to be drinking proper 100%, like, maple syrup.
Cool.
No Aunt Jemima.
Okay.
No, none of that other stuff. That's garbage.
Yeah.
Right? It's got to be, like, almost like water.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, like, proper maple syrup.
Interesting.
And it's way better. Okay. And you need less of it because it's sweeter.
Okay.
So you don't need to, like, douse it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. Next time I come down, I'll bring you some. And it's in the maple leaf glass container.
I would be honored.
Yeah.
I would cry.
That's when you cry?
That's when I cry. No other time. Like, I can't cry, you know. It's just when you maple syrup. Any other thoughts about The Conjuring that you can think about? Favorite scenes? Scenes that were like a what the fuck moment? Why did they put this in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I kind of liked the comedy aspect of it when they like brought the guys in. It gave me very Insidious vibes when like the cop and the other guy came in.
Yeah,
and
when she like bit his face.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
Yeah, there was like some moments where I was like, I don't know. I feel like they have a really good balance.
Yeah,
like I'm probably not saying what you want me to say
now. No, you're good. You can say whatever you want.
Like, I just really love the movie for all of that. Like it's scary, but then there's a lot of times when it's like not scary and then it has a little comedy. And I think in the second one, which I actually almost like the second one more.
Yeah. Okay. Some people hate the second one. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Surprising. Really like it.
Okay.
I think, and it's also based off a true story as well, which is, really interesting. But I think, that one does that really well too with like the comedy and with the horror in it. Yeah.
How do you rank the Conjuring movies?
I feel like I have to put the first one first because it's just, it like set the tone.
Yeah.
And then probably the second one. And then I would probably do Annabelle Creation. I think that was a really scary movie too.
Okay.
That one actually scared me.
Okay.
Like when that girl in the wheelchair gets like lifted into the stratosphere by a demon.
Nope. Okay.
It was great. It was so good. You weren't expecting it. You're like, maybe she's going to get toppled over. And just
yeah. You're like, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then, I don't know. I think the Annabelles, the other Annabelles were really like, they're probably at the bottom of my list. Okay. No, the nun is at the bottom of my list. Okay.
Yeah. The,
no. And then the fourth one is near the bottom too.
Okay.
The new one, the Devil's.
That one was so bad.
Dude.
That one was so, it was like laughably bad.
That's effects. The
one where it was like, oh, we're a big happy family. In the end, it's like seven. You're like,
it was so tropey.
It was, I was like, oh, come
It really on. Disappointed me. And like, I love the actors that play Ed and Lorraine. I love
They're
them.
Perfect.
I don't think anybody else could play them.
Yeah.
And they like kind of saved the movie, but like.
Even then.
The writing, the effects, everything was like, what the fuck? And the story.
Yeah.
Like, it also based off a true story, but it's like, they went so far left where you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, yeah. I saw a first screening of The Nun 2.
Yeah.
Can't say a lot about it because I signed a lot of waivers.
Okay, I was going to say, I haven't seen that yet.
No, it's coming out in October, I think. It was like the first screening. Like, they didn't have any of the effects done. Needs work.
Yeah,
and
not surprising based off the first one.
They're like, here, fill out this thing about the movie. I was there for like an hour afterwards just typing like paragraphs. Because I was like, you should listen to me.
That bad, eh? I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
But like.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was fun. I'll give it that. They had some good scares.
Maybe I'll watch it under the influence.
Yeah.
That'd be more fun. That's what I do with like, I know when I know they're going to be a little shitty. I'm just like, I'm just going to eat an edible.
Yeah.
This will probably be better.
Just popcorn in. Yeah. That's totally fair.
But that's disappointing. I feel like, how many more are they doing?
12.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. As long as they keep making a little bit
of
money.
Are they going to make a Crooked Man one?
I heard they were, and then they I think should. It got scrapped, and then I'm hoping that's a lie, because
that shit was scary in the second one.
Yeah,
I liked all those like in the second one, that's like one of the things I was like,
Oh my God.
Yeah, he, yeah, I don't.
Like, I had nightmares about that thing.
Paranormal movies, I love them.
Yeah.
But also, that's the thing that's like, okay, like serial killers, those aren't real.
Come at me.
Those aren't real. Those are yeah. people. But super natural when it's like paranormal, like not like vampires.
Yeah,
and shit,
yeah,
but
I
like,
know. But a like ghost. Demons or ghosts.
Yeah, it's, there's not a lot you can do.
No, there. No, that's the thing, is there is nothing you can do, yeah. basically. Like, maybe have some holy water.
Yeah.
Like,
well, hopefully you're have a class somewhere.
Know. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
That's the thing. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worry about that more than serial killers, which okay. probably shouldn't be a thing. I also yeah. like, no, just an ungodly amount of just facts about serial killers.
Oh, same.
I think is normal.
Okay.
For people
yeah.
that like horror.
Yeah.
Because it's just fascinating.
It
it's
is.
Like, how, what gets somebody to that point?
Now, do you have a favorite serial killer?
That's probably not a good way of putting it.
do you have one that you're that you Huge are obsessed with? Not in the way, like, or that you get what?
No,
but,
I totally get.
But
what
like,
you, mean.
You got you went through like the rabbit hole, and you just can't stop. Like,
oh yeah,
reading about them.
Yeah, yeah. When you're like reading police reports and stuff,
yeah.
and you're just like, what the.
You're like, why am I reading police reports? Yeah. What's going on? It's a Tuesday
I'm
afternoon.
Gonna crack the
it's sunny
case.
Outside.
It was from the 80s. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm interested in a lot of them, like Ed Kemper being probably one of the top okay. ones, which I don't think a lot of people pay attention to him.
Okay,
but like he was like a genius. Like he was a genius. Like in terms of IQ.
Yeah.
Like, and watching him in his interviews with people, like just interviewing him on TV or like the police and mm-hmm. that kind of thing, you can just see him just manipulating, or at least trying to manipulate that. It's really interesting. And then like he was so just in plain sight, like he was the he was killing like women on campus, and his awesome. Mom worked on the campus, and mm-hmm. he's literally the only 6'6", 6'7" dude on campus that
yeah.
looks like he can murder, but nobody suspected him because he was so like laissez-faire. I don't
yeah.
know. It's just, it's really scary to the really smart ones.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say I respect that. I'm just, yeah. just saying, like, it's
like,
just
it's kind of impressive.
Yeah. It's like, low-key.
You're like, low-key, kind of impressive. Like,
yeah.
In
and then he
way.
Gave himself up. Like,
oh.
that's the only reason he got caught.
He's so smart. And then
it's, yeah, he was just, it's interesting.
He's like a velociraptor. He's too smart for his own good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly like a velociraptor.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Ed Kemper,
velociraptor.
Same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you know, Ted Bundy's like a classic one, too, where he was very smart as well
yeah.
with all that stuff.
And he's charismatic. How could you?
He's attractive.
What more could you want?
Yeah.
You know, he was played by Zac Efron.
I know. That wasn't a terrible movie.
It was fine.
They did okay with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's the thing, is all these movies, too, that are made. And, like, when you do that research of, like, what actually happened, and then you
yeah.
watch it back, you're just like, that is not what happened.
Like, that's not accurate.
Like,
yeah. Like, watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Charles Manson.
Oh, my God. What's your opinion on that?
Not to say I'm a fan of Charles Manson, but
no,
like he's.
But you know the story.
I know the story very well. Like, he was the one I gravitated like the most towards. Like, you
very
know.
Very interesting.
So
no, I think he's. Because
he didn't murder anybody.
Mm-mm.
And I'm like, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's wild. But I was fine. I was like, oh, during the movie,
yeah.
I was like, oh no, it's gonna happen.
Yeah,
like, not again. And then when it didn't, I was like, yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, flamethrower. It's
yeah,
what should have happened.
No, it was hilarious.
Oh yeah. And I was like, thank God. I figured Tarantino wouldn't go.
Yeah,
that
I was kind of like, whoa, okay, he's actually doing something like that's a real story. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of confused, and then it went that direction. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's more Tarantino.
Yeah.
He's also one of my favorite directors. Like, I love Tarantino films.
He occasionally comes to the Comedy Store,
oh.
and of course, there are days where I'm like, I'm gonna go to the store, and then I'm like, no, I'm just gonna stay in.
And comes in.
He came in,
dude.
And John, a lovely producer, gave him a limited edition Horror at the Store shirt,
oh.
and so he has one.
That's so cool.
I know. So regardless of, you know, anything that happens in my life,
that's cool.
He's aware of that my podcast exists.
That's awesome.
And that's,
you win.
That's all I need.
You could die now.
I'm fine with that. Right now.
I'm good.
This is it. This
all
is
right.
me officially signing up forever.
I am in the mafia. Yep. This is what this room is for.
Hell yeah. Bring it on. Let's
that's
put it on.
Awesome.
Put it on camera for content. That's all we have.
It gets so many views.
Literally so many.
Call Me Chris kills. No. It's a good headline, though.
It's a good headline.
It is a good headline. That'd be good. But that's awesome.
Yeah.
I respect the shit out of that dude. I think he's... And he owns his shit too, like when he like copies people in his movies and that kind of thing. He's like, yeah, it's an homage. Like yeah. It's this. And I'm like, I kind of love that.
That's also everybody copies everybody.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's
yeah. Like, he makes his own stuff, but he like puts his little,
yeah. His little spin
I like
on it.
It's I
like
great.
It. Now I have to ask, have you heard of Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum?
Yeah. Yes.
In Vegas. Have you been?
No, I have not been. Okay. And I meant to go because Sam and Colby actually live in Vegas. Okay. And I was like, next time I come out there, we got to go to that thing.
Yes.
Because it's supposed to be haunted as fuck.
Yeah. I am going to my best friend's getting married and her.
At the museum?
No. I wish. No, she would literally die. Awesome. Her bachelorette party is in Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm driving specifically so that before the
by
party.
Yourself?
Yes, I can go by myself.
Fuck. I would.
I'm so excited and terrified.
For you. Yeah. No, there's some crazy
they have
shit.
Charles Manson's ashes.
Yeah. You really like Manson, eh?
It's fascinating.
He is. I know. But he's just got that little man syndrome, crazy man.
It's just, it's crazy to me that they didn't just bury him. Not that he deserves to be at peace, but bury him in an unmarked grave somewhere because you're doing exactly what he would have wanted being put on display for people to see.
Helter
but
Skelter.
Zach Bagans.
Oh, yeah.
He wants that.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
Because
we want that.
Yeah. I mean, I love Zach. He's
badass.
He's badass. He's a little problematic, but I love him for
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I love him for
that.
That
but
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I will.
I really want to go there.
Sounds spooky as fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. There's been ghosts like hunting people
here.
That have gone there.
Yeah.
No. To
yeah.
the yeah. Like yeah. a few people.
And Zach has actually come to the store.
Yeah.
And done. I think he's done two.
Oh, he
now.
Did.
Yeah. There was one time where I was downstairs and apparently he was upstairs.
Yeah.
And nobody told me. And I was like,
and you're like, oh my
I'm
god.
I'm like, do you hate me? Do you hate me? You know how big of a fan I am. Do you hate me?
Oh my god.
Like it's more of like a meme type of love.
Yeah, him.
That show is great. It's awful.
No,
it's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
So out of 10, how do you rank The Conjuring?
Like the movie itself?
Yes.
I'd give it a solid 9.
Okay.
I give it a solid 9.
Why?
Yep. Why?
Yeah.
Just altogether, the story, the acting is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what kept you in it, is that you believe that these like people are like really experiencing these things. Mm-hmm. The cinematography was awesome. The way they used the lighting. And the sound was super good. They didn't overuse it. And yeah, no, I just think it was so well-rounded, like at the beginning and at the end. And I was very, when I left the theater, I just remember being like, because every horror movie you go into, you go in with like the worst, at least I do. I'm like, this is going to suck.
Yeah.
And then it usually sucks.
Yeah.
Or it's not that great, whatever. Yeah. But this one, I was like, I went in like, and it was like, I was like, that was, I wanted to tell everybody about it. That
like,
was like
this was
watching
awesome.
Like Hereditary for the first time.
Yeah.
You're like, that was fucking good.
Yeah.
So 9 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? What did you rate it?
I gave it a 7.
Fair enough.
But I never saw it in theaters because I don't think in 2013 I was as into horror as I am now.
Fair enough.
But also I think the first time you see it really, it will taint the rest of the movie for you.
100%.
I think I saw it and I was like half paying attention.
Yeah.
I just didn't
That'll
care.
Affect it for sure.
So I think that changed it, but I definitely was a lot. I watched it alone at night.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
I was like, okay.
Yeah. All
right. If someone clapped right now.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot myself. Bye.
I might cry. I'm going to sleep with the lights on tonight.
Exactly.
Who knows? So,
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. So where can the people find you?
Oh yeah.
Social media, all that jazz. You have a show coming out.
That'll live on Stephen He. He's also a comedian. Mm-hmm. On like based on YouTube and stuff. It'll be on his channel.
Cool.
It's called Ginormo. It's a really like campy, it's like, how do I explain this? It's like Star Trek meets Monty Python.
Okay.
Very self-aware comedy and also like based off of like old Japanese shows. It's great. Anyway,
awesome.
But you can find me at call me Chris on like everything, basically.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's about it. YouTube, TikTok, the Instagrams.
Instagrams, all the things.
Yeah, I'm trying, man.
You're not trying. You're doing. You're doing.
Currently doing.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
You're great.
And thank you. I really you're appreciate
so
that.
Welcome.
I appreciate you having me.
Of course. Thank you for being here. You're awesome. You got your horror shirt. You're rocking it. And so thank you. And thank you to our sponsor, Filmcraft LA. You can find them at filmcraftla.com and on Instagram at filmcraftla. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week. Make sure to like, subscribe, you know the drill, all that jazz. Stay spooky.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.